famous George FM fan. And also, she's just returned from the expo in Dubai. Actually, it looked pretty amazing over there from the images that I've seen. She's in MIQ, I guess, at the moment. Billie Jo, tēnā koe.
Morena, morena, Dale. Yes, I am in MIQ. As a mum, it's quite amazing because there's room service and it's quite time. So it's quite the dream.
Oh, everyone's been moaning about MIQ, but sometimes the space, you can have a book and watch, you know, bad TV, and a bit of space to yourself. Good on you. I'm pleased you're enjoying it. So you're just doing the FaceTime stuff with the kids, are you, Billie Jo?
Yeah, well, I've been doing that for a wee while because we sent them up to the farm. So they're living their best lives with their nana and their papa and great-grandmother and auntie. They're all in lockdown with the creek at the back as their swimming pool. They've got all the animals. They're like, we're not coming back to Auckland, Mum.
Where's the farm, Billie Jo?
The Hokianga.
Up in the Hokianga. Beautiful.
Oh, hey.
How did you find Dubai? It's become a real sort of global melting box, hasn't it? Because there's sport there. I see all sorts of sport coming out of Dubai. And this amazing expo as well. What took you there, Billie Jo?
It is an amazing, amazing melting pot. There are 200 different nationalities that live in this one city. It's spectacular. Like, there's just skyscrapers upon skyscrapers. It has the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa. And of course, they hosted the Expo 2020. Obviously, it was supposed to be last year, but it wasn't, delayed for obvious reasons. And so this huge area just outside Dubai, it was about a 15-minute drive on the bus from our accommodation to this. Basically, it's all the worlds represented there, and they create a pavilion. So Aotearoa, New Zealand, created our pavilion, which in it is the story of the Whanganui people, the Whanganui River. And you go through the pavilions and it tells a story. So it could tell a business or a cultural story. There's Russia. That was quite a spectacular. It looked like a big lollipop or candy. And so we were there with Minister Nanaia Mahuta as part of an Indigenous people's symposium. So it was the first time kind of Indigenous people have been represented there. And it was kind of spearheaded by Ngāhi Ritomoana and many others, but he was our kaihautū, our rangatira on our haerenga there. And so it was a three-day event. You heard from many different indigenous leaders from their countries. It was spectacular. So we talked about different issues for Indigenous peoples, and very privileged to have been there. Yeah.
I'm pleased you were able to come back. Were you promoting your own business or just sort of getting a lay of the land, really, Billie Jo?
Yeah, so as you know, I've created a sustainable product. It's a wet wipe alternative. So very, very timely to bring out a product that's not only solves a hygiene solution, but also an environmental and pollution solution, right? So had many opportunities there, not only at the symposium to talk about our products and our mission of eliminating a trillion wet wipes globally by 2025, but also to meet other businesses, which I did over there. And as a result of that, kanohi ki te kanohi, can't beat it. Yes, there's Zoom, but, breaking bread, having a kai with, the biggest toilet paper manufacturing company over there, the CEO and the CFO, is just absolute gold. So I've come back now, I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning talking to someone else. So the CFO had passed on my details and the description about our product. Now I'm talking to someone in Germany who wants to look at selling our product on their platform. So just such a privilege and honour to be there. But now I'm seeing those gains of having those meeting, people in my industry.
Thanks for sharing some kōrero. Welcome home, Billy Joe. All the best with the mahi, and thanks for the sort of insight into Dubai 2021. All the best. Enjoy your novels and your opportunity to be Billy Joe rather than Billy Joe Mum. All the best.
Ka pai. Ngā mihi.
Thanks, sis. And thank you to you for